This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 140. Let's go!
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front.
Dance teachers, what's happening, all my dance teachers? How y'all doing? Happy dance teacher day. That's what this is. So I'm be happy dance teacher. All my dance teachers out there, just be happy today. Do something that makes you happy today. That's my motivational word for all my teachers out there. Whatever it is, I don't know. Get your nails done, your hair did, relax. Just take your mind off of everything. But before you do that, make sure you check out this podcast and listen to it so you can get ready for your next class. All right, take all your notes down because we are jumping in. This is episode 140. We're jumping into the Mr. Chris Fun Hip Hop Songs for Kids. And for this one, we are going to talk about the pirate slide. But before we do that, let me go ahead and do all of my intros. You can get this podcast on podomatic.com. You can also get it on the website, www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. You can get it on iTunes if you have an Android device, Stitcher Radio. And I am thinking about, I used to put the podcast on YouTube. And I think I'm going to go back to doing that. So when I post it, I'm also going to post it on YouTube. So it will be there as well. So definitely check it out. And you get all the music. If you're streaming it, you can stream it on Spotify, on Apple Music, Google Play. If you're downloading it, you can go to iTunes. And you can also download it on Amazon as well. And where else? Oh, CD Baby, www.cdbaby.com, where you can get all the music. All right, so let's jump into the pirate slide technique moves. Now, again, this is another fun song that I wrote for another studio friend of mine. Like I said, the last one, same thing. The vibe of it is it was a theme, right? The whole thing was about pirates. So I thought when I wrote the song, I was thinking about pirates, and I was like, okay, so when I write this, what is the vibe that I want to get across, and what do pirates do? So I was looking at some different movies, some videos, watching the Peter Pan joints, the Peter Pan Live and stuff like that, and I seen a lot of footwork going on. So I was like, ah, there it is right there. So I'm going to talk about different types of footwork. So there's a lot, not all of them, because I went from footwork and then I did some stuff up top, but the majority of the technique moves in this song is a footwork move. So this is a good chance to work on all of your footwork moves. Like I said, you can work on them, like when you take these notes, you can work on them before you teach the song, and then you can go right into the song and you just be like, I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be for a recital or anything, but you just be like, we're gonna be pirates. Pirates who do B-boy, B-girl moves and footwork movements, right? As you go into the class, just kind of have a theme type of class. All right, so here are the footwork moves that are in there. So in the first verse, we do the front cross, right? Which is a top rock move. For those of you who don't know what the front cross is, it's where your feet cross in front of the other one. So your right foot cross in front of the left, and then left foot. And then while you do that, a lot of times I have the arms swinging. So when you step, the arms open. And then when you come back to the middle, they close. And you step out, they open. But you can do, I mean, you can be creative. You do whatever you want. You know, you can roll your arms when they do the front cross. You can raise the roof when they do the front cross. I mean, anything that you think of, right? So you got the front cross. You also have the back cross in there. Now, if you have the Zonda 101 album, that's in the Top Rock 101 song. Let's do the front cross. When we cross it to the front, do the back cross, right? So again, this is another way to work on top rocks, front cross and back cross. Then there's one on there, the next one, still in the first verse, where you step front and then to the middle and then back to the middle. So it's almost like a, you know, like you step forward, then come back, then step back, boom. Kind of like the Charleston kind of vibe, but you're just doing a step, so you're not even twisting the foot when you come in. But you can also, when you step forward, you can step forward, have your upper body up, go back to the middle, and then when you step back, you can touch the ground. So you can be like forward, down, hey, forward, touch down, like that. For that, but still working on footwork. Then I go from footwork into tuts. Now I would say, if you want to look for it, and we're gonna do this album as well, but the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance Moves album, there is just a song about tuts. Put your hands down, bring them back up, keep your hands flat when you do the King Tut, right? So this one is tuts up, tuts down. So the main thing you want to watch for when they're doing those tuts is to make sure the hand is flat, you got good lines in there, right? And then it goes from tutting to arm waves. Now this is a double arm wave out, and it's gonna start at the chest. So the things you want to look for is, now if you, again, if you follow the different wave numbers that we've done, so the 12 part wave, the 8 part wave, whatever it is, you're going to count it. So you're going to go from the chest and look at it like this. Like in the 12 part wave, the chest is number 6. So if you're going to reverse it and go out, you're going to start with the chest, and it's going to be in the position of a chest pop. Right, so that's 6. Then shoulders are gonna go up, that's 5. Elbows, that's 4. Wrist, that's 3. Fist, that's 2. Knuckles, that's 1. Flat, right? And that's a going from 6 to 1 double arm waves out. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So you wanna look for, in the technique of that, you wanna look for the arms going out is the main thing you wanna focus on. All right, and then body wave down. So again, I believe on the Hip Hop for Beginners, there's a song on it just dealing with the body wave, where you take your head, you lean it back, bring your chest out in a chest pop type form, you contract on the inside, then you bend your knees and wave it down, right? So again, you wanna focus on the traveling of the body wave and make sure each position that they're hitting it, right? So you can even take your time with it. Bring your head back. Da, 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 now your chest out. Da, da, da. Now blow the air out. And that is the body wave. Hey, I think we may have another song right here on the podcast. But yeah, so take your time on that body wave. Like I said, you can spend your center work just working on these techniques before you go into the song and put it together. All right, so then after we do that, so you got tuts, arm waves, body waves, then I go back to the footwork and I do the heel toe, right? And the heel toe actually is a footwork move, but then it goes in the category of regular dances because it was at a time in hip hop, just a regular dance. So just like the Woe is now, or you know, like when the Fortnite dances all went through, and each one of those dances had a name. Even before Fortnite put them out there, they had a name that people were doing it, and it wasn't like, you know, necessarily what was on the video game, but there was a name for it, right? So heel toe is another one of those, but good footwork to work in for technique when you put them in your routines. Good footwork, and you can do, I think I'll post a video, because I think out of all of them on there, that's one that I don't think we've covered, so I might post a video on the website along with the podcast on how to do the heel toe, so you can check that out. And then go back to the Indian step, right, which is another top rock move. And then the kickball change, right? Kickball change, another top rock move. So you got footwork. So let's review it again. We got front crosses, back cross, step front, middle, back middle. Then you go into tutting. So you got tuts up and down. And it doesn't have to be real intricate. It could just be kind of basic. But you want to look for the technique, the flat hands, the nice lines. Arm waves out. Make sure you count them 6 to 1, going from chest to arms. Body wave down. Make sure each one of them, they articulate each move. Heel toe, Indian step, and kickball change. All right, so here it is. I'm gonna play it for you so you can check it out. If you haven't heard it, this is it. This is the Pirate Slide. Get it, stream it, download it, and teach it. And send me an email and let me know how it goes. Zondaflex@yahoo.com. So I'm going to see how it's working in your classes out there. All right. Here it is from the Mr. Chris's Hip Hop Fun Songs for Kids, The Pirate Slide.
Yo, we got this song right here called The Pirate Slide.
You know what it is.
We're going to do it like this. Check it out. Yo, come on. Yo, yo.
let me show you how the pirates slide. Take it to the left and back to the right. Back it up, hands up high. Fly to the front, wave it left to right. Now slide, 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 slide those feet. Slide, slide, slide those feet. Slide, slide, slide those feet. I'ma show you how the pirates slide. Now stomp to the right, stomp to the left. Now hop, hop, hop to the right. Stomp to the left, stomp to the right. Now hop, hop, hop to the left. Now step to the front and turn. Step to the front and turn. Now front, cross to the front, cross. Now back, cross. Now back, cross. Step front, middle, back, middle, front, middle, back, middle. Turn up, up, down, down. Wave your arms out, then body wave down. Now right side, shoulder wide. Left side, shoulder wide. Cross your feet, cross your feet. Cross all around the world. Right side, shoulder wide. Left side, shoulder wide. Cross your feet, cross your feet. Go all around the world. Let me show you how the pirates slide. Take it to the left and back to the right. Back it up, hands up high. Slide to the front, wave the left and right. Now slide, 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 slide those feet. Slide, slide, slide those feet. Slide, slide, slide those feet. I'ma show you how the pirates slide. Let me see it. Heel toe, heel toe, heel toe. Now slide to the left. Now Indian step, Indian step, Indian step. Now slide to the right. Now march like a pirate, march like a pirate. Roll your arms around and round. Look for the treasure, look for the treasure. Hands on your knees, go up and down. Now do the pirate school.
Come on,
do the pirate school.
Come on,
step back. Step back, dust your shoulders, pirate.
Pirate,
put your arms up, up, hey. Twist your feet. Let me see your kickball change to the beat. Kickball change to the beat. And that's the way your pirate slide. Let me show you how the pirate slide. Take it to the left and back to the right. Back it up, hands up high. Slide to the front, wave it left to right. Now slide, 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 slide those feet. Slide, slide, slide those feet. Slide, slide, slide those feet. I'ma show you how the pirate slide.
That's that pirate slide right there. Peter Pan's in the building, Mr. Chris.
Now slide, come on, slide, slide, slide those feet. Slide, slide, slide those feet. Slide, slide, slide those feet. I'm going to show you how the pirates slide. So there it is right there. I hope you have enjoyed it. Like I said, you can get the podcast, Podomatic.com. Get on the website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. You can also get the songs on iTunes. You can get it at cdbaby.com. You can stream it on Spotify, on Apple Music, Google Play, iTunes, and all your streaming services. You can get it, get it, get it. Like I said, and I'm going to post this podcast on YouTube, so you'll be able to go to my YouTube channel. Just type in Christopher Zondaflex Tyler on YouTube and go to my channel. And while you're there, subscribe and share. All right? And I think that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in to another podcast. And like I said at the beginning, all my teachers out there, hey, you deserve it if you can. I know we're busy. We're always creating. We're always thinking about the kids. But just take a little second for yourself and enjoy yourself today. It's your boy, Mr. Chris, and I am out.
Oh, yo. Yo, yo, come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come
on, now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.